Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Brett Schoening is the founder of Modern Geo, and we're talking about geospatial intelligence analysis. Modern-geo.net, the website, modern-geo.net. Before the break, we were talking about geospatial intelligence and its applications in the business world. I think you were about to discuss or were talking about, for example, compiling mailing lists for businesses.
Yes. So one of our largest services to our clients is providing targeted mailing lists. Now, the marketers in the audience are probably giving a good guffaw right about now, saying we've been doing that for 60, 70 years. But our clients say otherwise. What they're doing is, I have one client that's over the moon about it. They have a business that does a lot of advertising, and it's still very successful with mailing campaigns. And she told me last week, she said, Brett, I've been using a shotgun for the last 10 years, and you handed me a scalpel. Mm. And that has made all the difference in the world. Now, how do we make a targeted mailing list? So, the first thing we do is we sit down with the client. We say, what do you need to know about your environment? We have to understand your business. Then we understand what your project is or what your goal is for getting the word out about your business. We then develop indicators, and we turn to geospatial science to start classifying the area of interest that you want to start marketing in. Now, what we have done a lot of is we take county data, we overlay the county data with the property lines onto just a regular Google map. It's just a satellite image. And then we do what's called image classification. Now, you'd mentioned AI. I thought that news, that news article is just an absolutely awesome segue into this. Let me reassure everyone out there that's worried AI is going to take your job. It's not. Someone has to program the AI. Someone has to work with the AI. And what we do is we have programmed AI to look for very specific things in a specific designated area, the area of interest or the AOI. And in that AOI, we'll tell it to look for houses with four or more peaks, in-ground pools, a lot of pavement, circular driveways, landscaping, whatever indicators are indicative of the type of client that our client needs to find.
Now, people with money. People with money, in other words.
For the most part, yes, people with money. And what we like to say, and this is something that business owners are really interested in right now, recession-proof clients. The folks that when you have another 2008, they go, oh, I guess I'll get one $7 latte today instead of two. So what we have done is we ran a test because we're scientists. That's really what we are. We're scientists first who happen to be cartographic specialists. And so my client, the shotgun to scalpel client, she said, you know, I bought these 6,500 addresses from the USPS in their market, their direct mail program. That was about 5 cents an address. When I added in the cost of printing, mailing, and then replying to everything, it turns into about $1.80 per address. So $1.80 out the door. Now, 6,500 times $1.80 is a pretty good chunk of change. I think it came out to around $11,700 that they
makes sense, right? And what's the conversion on that typically? How many customers would they get out of that?
So they had a 1.98 conversion rate. So 1.98% of 6,500 converted to sales. Now, in that exact same area, we identified 111 addresses. That total campaign came to under $700, and they have currently climbing. They're going to get me numbers later on this week, but currently climbing, they have an 8.1% conversion rate in 1 month. You can't argue with science.
That's what geospatial intel analysis can do for small businesses.
That's it. Positioning your business for the global to the local, developing data flows, workflows to make you more efficient. We find the efficiencies and we answer the questions that you've never been able to answer before because you haven't had the tools. The tools have literally not existed.
So earlier you were talking about Star Trek tech, and I received this email from Nicholas. I won't give his last name. Nicholas emails asks, ask your guest about some more local sensing called terahertz scanners and what they can do. Are you familiar with terahertz scanners?
Unfortunately, I am not.
Okay.
I have heard of them, but I can't speak professionally on them. I'm not familiar beyond just table parlance.
Okay, these apparently are being used in airports. Terahertz laser scanners can be used to spy on people in airports. Okay.
From my degree, I can speak a little bit to some of the security measures. If they're the laser scanners I'm thinking of in the airports, they're basically LIDAR that's internal, and it's used to scan people. And what it's doing is instead of looking at the floor of a jungle, it's looking at the body and trying to pick out right angles or angles that are indicative of a weapon or an explosive. I did have some experience with that, but again, I don't use that technology in modern geo, so I can't really speak to it beyond just what I've told you. So, sorry, Nick. I wish I could tell you something different.
That's okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I began the show or the segment with you mentioning this whistleblower, David Grush, who was formerly with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And you said that while you hadn't followed Grush's, story that closely, you said something about how geospatial intelligence would be a great way to approach the whole UFO issue. Can we maybe delve into that a little bit?
No, absolutely. So this is a topic near and dear to my heart. If somebody came by and handed me a security clearance and a cubicle, I would do what is called exogeography in a heartbeat. Now, I have some friends that work in the Space Force. Of course, they're not allowed to tell me what they do. All they have told me is that they watch space. That's literally all they've said. Now, knowing that we have an agency that is doing nothing but tracking space junk satellites, orbital bodies, and that's on their website, right? That's not classified. That's on their website. They'll tell you they're doing that. There is a new field opening up in which we are now quite literally 3D mapping the solar system. We're mapping asteroids, comets, anything that is trackable. We are basically using GIS, geographic information systems, in an outer space method. Because it doesn't really matter if you're on the Earth. As long as you have a fixed point, you can navigate from that point. And so a geographic information system, as long as you have a fixed reference point, you can map anything you want. You can map the entire universe. So my opinion of applying geographic science to the UFO question, we can track flight paths. You can go and this is actually a product that we use for our business. We actually provide an app to our clients, and most of it is contractors. They can log their work, but someone like in MUFON could use this, where you can take photos, you can take audio, you can take video, you can take notes. You can also, when you take that information on the handheld device, when we build it on the desktop and push it to the cloud, that end user cannot alter that data once it's collected. So you now have data that is basically locked down according to a time, date, and geotag stamp.
Right. You can't manipulate the photo. You can't run it through Photoshop, et cetera.
Exactly. And so now when you have an investigator going out and talking to 5, 6, 7 witnesses, they can go to the exact spot and the witness can say, well, here, hold your phone up and let's look at it over. Okay, that's it. That's right where it was. That's the angle I was looking at. You can collect that point. You can then go to the next person and do the same thing. Now, once we get that back into the desktop where we have computing power, because the phone pushes to the cloud a database, and then we pull from that database to make analysis. You can then run tangents between those. You can essentially triangulate, so you can figure out exactly how high the object was that they saw. And with the notes that you've collected and that information, you can understand how the object or the phenomenon behaved, and you can draw a much deeper contextual picture than what you ever could with drawings and writings in the way that most investigation is done. You know, most investigation is sitting down with a notepad and talking and taking notes. Well,
true.
Now we're able to bring geographic science to bear in this, and I really think that when we start getting the ability to apply exogeography, so outside the atmosphere, to start mapping the solar system, to start mapping things out there, and when we can start pulling together investigations here on the face of the Earth, I think that we're going to be able to bring those two data sets together, and we're going to be able to develop insights to figure out what's really going on. And that excites me, because
that is exciting. That is exciting.
I don't buy into the idea that all aliens are evil. And I don't buy into the idea that all aliens are good. I think that there's a light and dark in the universe, and there's a balance. And it fascinates me to investigate that that paradigm.
We should really get you involved with some of these MUFON field investigators. And if they had some training in this, I mean, that would really, I think, push the needle in terms of UFO research.
Oh, it would. For a MUFON investigator or a Sasquatch investigator, for someone like that that's never been exposed to this, it would be the equivalent of going from a chariot to like a blue angel. that's the difference that we're dealing with here.
I was going to ask you about Bigfoot because you mentioned it, and then you mentioned it rather. Well, how could we use geospatial data collection analysis for Bigfoot?
Exactly the same way. You can even in a GIS, you can look at floodplains, weather patterns. I've actually developed a model for roofers to figure out where they need to be putting up yard signs according to traditional weather patterns. And
oh, isn't that
interesting?
When a big
storm of certain indicators comes through, or when we get a certain type of climactic pattern, I can give them about a week's notice and say, hey, you need to go put your yard signs out here because this is the area you're likely to see damage in. So their name is in the forefront of people's minds when that big storm comes through. Well, it's not a very big stretch to extrapolate that into the hunt for cryptids. If we look at, I think Gary, David Politis,
yes,
one of my absolute all-time favorites. What if we were to start using something like our product? I don't want to be too shameless and self-promoting here, but what if we were to use something like our product to start collecting geospatial data on these disappearances? Now, we can even do this after the fact. Most of these disappearances were highly traumatic for the people involved. And when you have a mother and father whose child up and vanished, and then they were blamed, they remember every single detail about that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.